This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, my friend. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday, January 19th, and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. You do that every week.
Yeah, I like to start you off with a bang.
And here we are. We're always with that last comment right before we go on.
He waits for that chance.
Oh, man. This guy's out of vaudeville or something. He's got a sense of timing here. It's incredible. Hi, Uncle Ralph Niehaus.
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
Lovely.
Ready to scoop a little more snow?
Yeah.
Not me. I let it.
Along with some other stuff.
I'm tall enough. I just walk through it and let it melt.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Me and the scoop shovel don't get
along very
well. Anywhere
from 2 to 6, I guess they're saying.
Yeah, well. Like I said, if it snows in January, okay. If it snows in April or May, I get ticked.
Yeah, or July. I don't like it in July either. But it don't last long.
It's probably been hundreds of thousands of years since it snowed in July in this part of it.
It probably has, yeah. But they've had snow this winter where snow does not tread normally.
Yes. Know some folks in Arizona and New Mexico, and they're having snow, and they're going, what is this stuff? I'm going, snow.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it melts.
Georgia.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida. Unbelievable. Joining us in studio today, Terry Miller, Emily Batten, representing the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. We have lots of fun stuff to talk about. Tons of fun.
That's the plan.
Okay, that's a stretch, but yeah. But we do. We have some really interesting things to talk about.
Yeah.
But first things first, we got to do a little business. Our program brought to you by
Plummer Funeral Home.
There you go. Terry Plummer at the Plummer Funeral Home. Back with the chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we invite you to visit our website at plummerfuneralservices.com. Since we first began, we've been dedicated to serving local families with the utmost respect and attention. Our website is just another step in bringing the very best in funeral services to this area. In addition to the most current obituary information, our website offers some basic pre-planning guidelines to help you begin the funeral planning process. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday morning talk show as we now have things under control, allegedly.
Don't bet on it.
Well, anyway, let's talk about the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Once again, Emily Batten, Terry Miller joining us in studio. And it's been an exciting year. It's been a tough year in a lot of ways, obviously, with the economy and everything. But the Economic Development Corporation, you talk about coming along at the right time. I think this organization did.
Oh, I agree. I think we've seen some dark clouds, and I think they're starting to part, and I've got a lot of enthusiasm for the future, and I think we are going to be at the right place at the right time. And I think, you know, the floodwaters are breaking and the good times are coming. I believe it.
And it's just a matter of being patient and letting things fall into place. And this is what the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation does. It helps put things into place, bring to light certain needs and wants for our communities. And it's really been a positive aspect. I guess one of the more exciting things that's happened this past year is that the county board recently voted to up the ante on the revolving loan fund, right?
That's right. January 11th, the Montgomery County Board approved allocating an additional $150,000 to the Montgomery County Revolving Loan Fund program. And that means there's now a total of $400,000 allocated, and there's currently an account balance of a little over $300,000. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know about the Revolving Loan Fund, it's for new and existing businesses that operate within Montgomery County limits. And they can apply for this revolving loan, and the eligible projects include acquisition of land and buildings and fixed equipment, working capital and inventory, site preparation and construction, reconstruction or installation of buildings and fixed equipment, clearance and demolition, removal and rehabilitation of buildings and improvements. And the financial institutions, they can also request revolving loan funds for specific projects for parties that they represent. And the request between $5,000 and $50,000 will be considered. However, the Revolving Loan Fund Board can increase the maximum participation amount up to 33% of the total project. And there's a fixed 2% rate for the duration of the loan. And that rate can be up to 4% above the revolving loan rate fund on the revolving loan fund portion of the loan. I know that's a lot of information, but business owners out there, they get that.
Sure.
They know what we're talking about, and that's a great little carrot to dangle out there.
And in this day and age of tight budgets, This says something about the county board believing in this organization, because they know budgets are very tight. They have to watch their how they spend their dollars, but yet they're able to support this and up the ante on it. So they know that good is going to come from it.
It's wonderful. It shows that the county is committed to economic development. They want to help business owners in the county. They want them to grow, and they know that funding is tight. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get the money right now. It seems like the old adage, you know, you can only get a loan if you don't need it. Yeah. And so the county is...
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot more truth to that than we realize.
So. Now, if they'd have been a little tighter for longer, maybe we wouldn't have been in this mess to begin with. But, you know, maybe we're coming back to sanity. But it's there. It's available. We want business owners to take advantage of it because we want them to grow in Montgomery County, especially those existing businesses. We always like the new, but we never want to forget that we have great businesses in this county that we want to support and help them to grow.
One thing that I always thought that this area should do is promote the fact that it's a great place to live. And Emily, it is a great place to live.
Absolutely. We have a little of everything.
Yeah, well, a little bit of everything. And really, when you talk about proximity to larger areas, like Springfield, St. Louis, whatever, it's not that far away. So the Economic Development Corporation saying, hey, you're looking for a place to live. This is a pretty good place, and it's a rather, you know, cost-effective place to live.
A lot less expensive than living closer to St. Louis or Chicago. Mm-hmm. Yet you can be in either place very quickly.
Yeah, with the access to the interstate and there
Absolutely.
You go. Absolutely. So it's pretty.
Our
pretty
schools are excellent.
So
our churches are big.
A lot of civic pride too in these towns of ours. You know.
Yes, sometimes a little more than what we need.
Well, but you know, I'd rather have it that way than the other way.
Very true.
You know, I'd rather them be exuberant than bored to death with any sort of thing.
Well, and with that, we have great towns who have great pride and great histories, and they should all be proud. But what I see is a real coming together to work together. Back in the good old days, every town kind of saw the town next to it as a rival, not just in sports, but economically. But we don't live in that world. We live in regional and international worlds. And so now we're looking at our fellow, other communities, and we're saying, how do we work together to make it happen for all of us? And I'm encouraged because I see some of that happening. I see a lot of communities who are saying, well, let's look at it as a we approach.
And it even goes beyond just the county. We're talking the whole region
multi-county.
Here.
Multi-county.
Yeah,
multi-county.
Absolutely. Yep.
And in our situation here, a lot of times you may want to, you may have a occupation or a job in this community, but it may be your feeling that you don't want to live in that community, so you want to live in an adjoining town or somewhere. And this community, Montgomery County, whatever, lends itself to that because our proximity to one place to another is not that far.
Well, a couple things obviously still going for the county, agriculture. I mean, it's
commodities
it's,
have been good.
commodities have been good, and let's face it, if agriculture goes belly up, the entire world goes belly up because everything is based upon agriculture. And soon as one of these days, somebody's going to figure that out and say, you know, gosh, we've had this
Terry, are you saying
screwed up for a long time.
Our legislators don't understand that.
Well, I do. I think there's a lot of people that don't grasp the importance of how agriculture sets up everything.
Well, I think we've had an anomaly for the last couple of decades where, you know, food just magically appeared and it was nice and cheap and easy. And I think that we're finding out that's not really the truth. We have emerging markets that are coming on and they're hungry and they want to eat. We have farmland that's been taken up for other uses. And so I think there again, remember I told you, I see good things for the county, right place, right time. I see agriculture as roaring back, commodities doing great. And I think people are going to say, wow, this is very important. Not just for our area, but for our country.
Right.
And a lot of that is brought on by, as you well know, you drive the highways and byways, you see less farmsteads. Farmers are becoming much larger. They farm more acreage. And so the percentage of people actually living on the farm and farming has gotten way down. It's a very small percentage of the overall picture, but they still control the breadbasket.
Absolutely. Everything
boils
down. They just become, if other businesses have become as efficient as farming, what would this country look like in, as far as manufacturing and everything else?
Well, that's
incredible.
That's the big debate about efficiency. Some people say, well, if you want 100% employment, let's go back to doing everything by hand and horse and buggy. But that doesn't work. What we find in economics is that when you innovate and you get more new inventions and better ways of doing things and more efficient, it creates prosperity, it creates more wealth, it creates more spinoff, it gives people the ability to do more and create more, and so it feeds itself. So I think that even though we don't have as many people employed in the actual farming, that wealth that it creates and the value in those commodities spins off into other areas. And I think, you know, that value is then to be there.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm a little older person. No comments from you. I mean, I'm a little older person, and I can, to put it in perspective, I'm old enough to remember I spent a lot of time looking at the north end of a southbound horse farming. So give the technology we have today to me anytime. It's far, far better, greater.
And you talked about the spinoffs, and this is where I think the technology that our younger people are absolutely enthralled with will be end up being their future. That's where they're going to end up, a lot of them, working in the new technology fields.
Oh, I tell you what, I think there's such, I have great expectations for these young people. I see them as being like the generation of the 1870s, 1880s that created the great railway systems. They are embracing it. They're, I mean, you've got 12, 13-year-olds who are able to use that creativity. I know I've got, I mean, my son's 16, but they can use that creativity and share it with others and build on that together. And I'm like, man, these kids, they are smart. They get the technology and they see the world as completely open. They don't see the barriers. My son likes to play Xbox Live. I have to limit that because he played all day. But he's got friends he plays with in China, friends from Canada, friends from all around the world. And here they are talking and communicating together. And I say, that's a good thing because maybe we're all going to work together, you know.
Maybe we won't drop bombs on each other. You know,
it's a lot.
Yeah. That's really a
good
thing.
Let's drop the virtual ones and not the real ones. But honestly, I mean, it makes us a lot more likely to see each other as kind of in this together. And we're always going to have nationalities. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Just like we still have our towns and we love those things and the pride. But I'm like, I see great hope with this generation. I'm an optimist, though.
Well, what the Industrial Revolution did for the latter part of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, the Technical Revolution is going to do for the 21st and 22nd centuries.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely.
Going to completely redefine everything.
I have a tendency to say, yes, things can be used for bad, but look at all the good that's come from our Industrial Revolution and our medical industries. And I say, in 100 years, I think we'll be proud of what we've done and what our kids have done.
It's pretty neat to think about.
It's exciting.
When you think about it. And unfortunately, and we pick on our government personnel, our legislators, our senators, and when you have a body that big that has to try to get together and get on the same page, that's tough to do. Let's face it. If you get six people together, it's tough to agree on everything. So, to try and embrace a new, really a new way of doing things as far as technologically speaking, it's very tough to get everybody on the same page and get the ball rolling downhill.
When we talk of agriculture and, you know, I think one of the big challenges, being a farmer all my life, but one of the big challenges agriculture faces today, as they always have, is we have so many nations where people are quote-unquote starving to death, and we have to figure out a way, with the abundance of food we have, to get these people fed. We have to get these people fed.
That's a political problem. That's not
right,
a production
but it has
problem.
To be. It has to be addressed.
But there is some technical aspects of it too, because you know you've seen the IBM commercials where they're talking about how they're using their technology to help get food to places before it spoils, and have on you know do things on time because that's sad. You know when you see food or you think of food spoiling when we've got a hungry world, and we know China is hungry for a commodity. Here they are visiting America right now, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of Americans are concerned because we've lost a lot of our industry to China. But at the end of the day, we've got something they need too, and the world needs too, so we can work that together.
We're talking with Terry Miller, Emily Batten from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation this morning. Let's move on. We touched on the revolving loan fund that the county has signed off on and the increase there. You're also always looking for more members to join in.
Absolutely.
And more fight the fight. So what does it take? What's involved
what
in becoming a member?
What it takes is individuals or companies to determine they want to support economic development in Montgomery County. And if they don't know of someone in their community that has the application, they can get it very quickly by contacting Amanda Cole at our extension office, and she'll fax them or email them or whatever an application for membership.
Plus, if you have questions, you can talk to virtually any member of this organization.
Sure, absolutely.
And my idea would be to set aside a couple of hours because you're going to be wowed.
We're enthusiastic, and I like to think that we don't have to hard sell it. Mm. It's exciting, and most people, when they see what we're on the crest of, they want to come too. Also, I want to mention they can go to the website for more information,
right. And
that's www.montgomerycountyillinois.org for more information.
All right, and that'll give you a rundown of all this. But still, it's good to talk to people face-to-face.
Right.
And you know, emails are great, but I like to talk to people because I want to hear their emotion. I want to see what kind of mood they're in and that sort of thing.
So. I'm just old enough where I liked the email, and but I still like the personal communication.
Sure.
Listen to her talking about being old enough.
It's not the years, it's the miles, Em.
you can't beat face-to-face conversation, you know.
Well, to me, you know, this is a process of selling the Economic Development Corporation. That's what it's all about. It's about getting people on board and saying, hey, there is a viable opportunity for this county, and it's a selling process, and that's why I think the one-on-one contact is probably the best that there is. And you know, any member will be more than happy to come by and talk to you and get you
absolutely
on board. And are there dues? What are we talking here?
It varies with your class. Okay. Municipalities pay $1 per resident.
Right.
The other fees are broken down, and I can't remember them right off the top of my head.
I know what I pay, but
well, and again, it's for the county. It
right.
doesn't just point towards Litchfield. It doesn't point towards Hillsborough. This is for the entire county.
It's money well spent.
Absolutely.
Right. The big thing, and people realize this once they get involved, is, you know, if we get some new entity or an expansion of a current employer here in the county, that it resides in Litchfield or Hillsborough or wherever, it's going to flow over to the other communities if we get a big expansion.
When you start thinking about how that money revolves and gets
right.
passed
it's
through
a ripple.
The economy.
It's called the ripple effect.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you get a elevator expansion in Nokomis, and you get more hires, those people are probably going to go, you know, down the road to Litchfield to Walmart and buy something, and that's going to help Litchfield, but that also helps everybody in the community because they'll may go to Hillsborough and have somebody do an addition to their house or whatever.
They
will live not necessarily where they work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
Oh, we're a very mobile society.
Well, and that's one of the technologies that have improved is, you know, Uncle Ralph came to town on a horse. So
yeah. I think it was a mule.
Or did...
yeah.
Oh, dear.
We'll just drop that for
yeah,
now.
Well, you know.
That could end up being making this the last show we ever do.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. You also have the annual meeting coming up.
Right.
In
29th of March. We're not sure where it's going to be yet, but we will know very shortly. That gives the governing members, an opportunity to elect new directors. The municipal group will have 3 vacancies, and the individual members will have 1 vacancy.
Okay.
So.
And anybody can contact Amanda Cole and find out all the details about that. Let's talk about some of the successes of this organization in years past and in working with the county and with other people. I know there's been restaurants opened up and other sorts of...
Yeah, we've had one restaurant, Nokomis, take mm-hmm. advantage of the revolving loan fund. I think that's been successful. We've also helped through the U.S. Department of Agriculture were able to acquire a lot of things our communities need through grants, like in Litchfield just recently at the lake, they were able to put a tornado siren in, which was very necessary. And we've had other communities who've gotten storm sirens as well as police cruisers and township and sheds. You know, we've had we've had some buildings helped. And these are things that small communities, it's very difficult to come up with that money for. And so by using those grants that are available and even just knowing about them and then having the help to apply for them, it makes all the difference.
and then the help is the key part of that, because most of the time when you say grants, it scares the daylights out of organizations and people involved in those organizations. Oh, especially God, not a grant, oh no. But Amanda,
The local municipal governments don't have people trained to do that.
No.
Right, and that's
so
a role we that
we
help
that
fill.
Need. And all of the municipal entities in the county are members of the corporation.
I tell you what, if you ever try to put a grant writing together, it's enough to make you pull your hair out.
It's not for everyone, and so I say God bless Amanda.
Yes.
And she,
thank you, Amanda, so much.
And she spends hours finding those grants, too. Yes. You know, if somebody's got a need, she tries to help find a way, you know, what can we do, what's available to us.
Now, the website is a great resource for questions and answers and various other resources that might be outside the area. Is there a membership? You can fill out a membership form on the website as well?
It talks about the different membership levels, so somebody can see where they fall and into what category they fall into. It also has all of our contact information on there, as well as community information. There's a neat little interactive map that shows the county and all the different tourist activities that are available. That's kind of fun. I learned about some things that maybe I didn't know about, and I've lived here all my life, so it's wonderful.
And another thing is we forget about when businesses are looking for a place to locate, they shop on the internet.
Oh, absolutely. You betcha. You betcha. So
that's where they begin their look.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And Montgomery County has to look awful good to a lot of people, I would think.
Well, I think it looks fantastic.
With
what are you waiting for?
The transportation hub that we have.
Yeah.
And with the improvements in broadband that we're going to be getting throughout the county.
Thank you for mentioning that, Ann. That's big.
That's going to be unknown before.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that the Economic Development Corporation had a hand in, that new expansion for broadband in the county.
The Demuseo broadband.
Absolutely. Heather and
something
I began
we've waited,
work on that.
Poor Heather has
ago.
Been talking about this for a long time.
I will say
Heather Hampton Nodal we refer to.
Of course. Yeah. It has helped me personally and my business personally because I was working all night to try to get some bandwidth available because that I had to use satellite and it wasn't very good and the only time I could get good bandwidth. Now I've got a tower put up. I'm pointing to the Butler Tower. I'm screaming. It's wonderful. I can do
you
so
can
much
actually,
more.
You don't have to be nocturnal anymore, right?
Go to bed.
I can go to bed. It's wonderful.
You know, when we talk about developing things and things happening in our county, and I'm proud of the fact I was one of the original pioneers on the Montgomery County Water Board. And, you know, that was our dream, was to get water to these outlying areas where water was not plentiful. And again, if someone wants to come and build, hey, they got good, fresh, clean water available to them
now.
That
is so important.
And there might have been water, but it wasn't fresh, clean
water.
That was the whole point, yeah.
We take that for granted,
yeah,
I think, a lot of us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't remember that it wasn't very long ago when it was difficult to get fresh, clean water to your home.
When they started talking about this, I thought to myself, as bad as I wanted to see it happen, I couldn't visualize all these areas
what,
having
what
water.
What year was that, Ralph, when that's
was
when
in
you guys
the,
started?
And I knew he was going to ask me that. It was in the 90s.
Okay. Early 90s.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
When you get to be Ralph's age, it's difficult to remember what
year
it started.
Yeah. What did I have for breakfast? And who are you, by the way? No, it's been a great thing. It's one of the things that our county can point to. Hey, you know, we have water available for people. Because not everybody's going to, if they're going to build something, is going to do it right in a municipality.
Right.
Maybe out somewhere, and the water's there.
Yeah, with agriculture especially.
Yeah,
sure.
Transportation hubs, you know, railway, air, highways, We're sitting rather pretty right here.
We're just right in the middle of everything.
Boy, I like talking. I like these kind of shows where we could be optimistic. Boy, that's a lot of fun. We're out of time, though.
Oh, are we?
Terry Miller, thank you so much. Emily Batten, thank you so much. Ladies, it's always a pleasure. You plan to come see us again, okay?
We sure will.
And we'll even bring Ralph back again.
Yeah. See Emily.
As long as we have to tell him to leave the mule at the door, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Point him the right way so I don't get on backwards.
Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around, the man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sarles, up next with that opening market report here on AM 1540.